2, goddammit, the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct from the Mac City Limits, man. Shit. Today gonna be another smorgasbord joint, man, where we just talk about a whole lot of shit, man. You know, flying off the cuff and shit, man. Give y'all some updates on some of the freaks and, you know, express myself on some things. You know how we do. Well, first thing on the agenda, first thing that needs to be spit. Just giving y'all a little update. You know, I fucked around, and today is the fucking 8th of September, and a couple days ago I took Crybaby Nish to another one of my cousin's functions house and shit. My cousin's functions house, what the fuck does that mean? Basically, I took one of my, you know, took Nish. Yeah, once again, y'all gotta excuse me, I'm kinda high, you know what I'm saying, got legal prescriptions rough run through my veins and shit, so I'm feeling a little bit nice, you know what I'm saying? So I took Crybaby Nish to a function where one of my baby cousins was having a birthday, and she doled out some adult entertainment, let's put it that way. At the end of the night, her services were stellar, I might add. But I'm jumping the gun on that one. Basically, I need to tell y'all about the other female that I tried to bring. I tried to bring Diamond Cut Diva. Okay? I knew the brothers would really, really be digging that shit, because she got hella ass. And I was running short most of my bras that I could have brought. It was that time of the month. They was on their period. They couldn't find no goddamn babysitters and all this kind of shit. And plus, there was just some females that I just couldn't bring on the strength that they didn't get along with Tanisha. You know, so I said, wow, well, I could bring Diamond Cut Diva because she don't know Tanisha. And she ain't bleeding. And she miraculously she has a babysitter. But on the way, I knew it was gonna be some shit, man. You know, I just get my little spidey sense jumping and shit. I picked the broad up. We on our way to the hotel. She asked me all kind of questions. She like, well, who are they? How old are they? What they look like? Are they fat? Are they skinny? Are they light skinned? What kind of jobs do they have? Are they dope boys? What kind of cars do they drive? And she's just going on and on. I'm like, damn, are you paranoid that you might meet somebody you motherfucking know? Shit, you know, I'm like, man, what's the odds of you meeting somebody up in one of my motherfucking functions? I'm like, this my people right here. This my cousins and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it was like 8 niggas there. 4 of them was my cousins. Another 4 was, you know, partners of my cousins and shit. So we ride up right from the beginning, man. She looks at this green, I think it was a Cutlass, man, and it was like, it was real nice, man. It was jacked up on all kinds of shit and spoiling kids, all kind of bullshit. But she looks at the car, she's like, oh shit, oh hell no, you know, she evidently, she recognized that as a car that her boyfriend drives in. But I'm like, well, anyway, fuck it. I'll tell you what. We still gonna walk up in here. You gonna say hi to motherfuckers. Then you gonna dip out. If you ain't really comfortable with the situation, shit, I'm gonna take you back home. You know what I mean? Other than that, you can stay there and mingle. And, you know, shit, that may not be your cousin's or your baby daddy's cousin's car, whatever. She gave me some kind of weird ass excuse. So we park. She going to the spot. She don't see who she thinks she should see. But lo and behold, the nigga is in the bathroom. He's hiding. And so she's sitting down mingling. And Tanisha, she already on the bed naked and shit. She ready to fucking just do what she do. And the other chick, Diamond Cut Diva, she's just biding their time, looking around, looking all paranoid. Then lo and behold, guess who comes out the goddamn bathroom? Her boyfriend comes out the motherfucking bathroom. Oh shit. Ooh, now this is funny. So immediately she jumps up, she's playing a role like, Big Mike, what did you bring me here for? What is all this about? You just told me we were just gonna be mingling. We were just gonna be kicking it and just having drinks and all this kind of stuff. Where these niggas is talking, they want me to do what? Oh, hell no, I'm not on it. No, y'all ain't gang banging me. And all this kind of shit. Niggas is bringing out fucking thousands of dollars, you know what I'm saying? Stacks. Talking about shit, man. Fuck the dumb shit. Let me hit it, you know, cause you know Jalene, Diamond Cut Diva got that bubble butt ass, man. So motherfuckers was really wanting to hit that shit bad, for real. But her boyfriend was there, and it just turns out that her boyfriend is my cousin, and I'm looking like, I'm like, wait a fucking goddamn minute, man. So I asked her, how long you been kicking it with my cousin? She like, that's your cousin? I'm like, yeah, that's my cousin. How long you been fucking with this nigga? She like, I've been fucking with him for 3 months, and he just fucked me last night. Now he over here, and he about to run a train on bitches and all this kind of shit. Then he jump up in the motherfucker, and he like, bitch, don't even act like you Mary Poppins, because you came over here to get gangbanged, bitch. I know you did. No, I didn't ask Big Mike. I just came over just to have talking, just to have some drinks. And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, look, let me just take your ass home, because I got to bring another female on down here, you know, so we can have some fun, you know, handle our business and shit. So that was a real clusterfuck, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not very often I bring a broad to go put in work, and her boyfriend is there. Oh, shit. You know, I can just imagine how fucked up that probably would have been if that wasn't my cousin. Nigga probably would have had an attitude with me, and we probably had to bang in them straights, nigga, you know what I mean? But thankfully, it was all fam and shit, and the broad is just going off, man. I mean, I picked her up, put her in the car, driving her home all the way there. She on the cell phone calling this nigga. Talk about, you better be your ass home, and you better not be touching that nasty ass bitch in there, running no train and all this kind of shit. And she like, fuck that, we turn around, Big Mike, turn. I'm like, no, motherfucker, you going home. That's where the fuck you going, shit. You done goddamn fucked up the flavor, man. Motherfuckers trying to have a good time and you tripping and shit, man. Damn. Ugh. That was a goddamn headache, man. So, yeah, that was an interesting day a couple days ago, man. You know, I set up a little bit of shit. Nish got paid. She kind of got shortchanged and shit because she's such a cum junkie. Such a cum freak. She ain't really worried about the money she getting. She just love getting hammered and drilled by 5-6 niggas at one time, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the night, she's starting to count her goddamn money, and she looks in her purse, and oh wow, she got played, man. I'm not even gonna talk about amounts or whatever, man, but she got really played, and she was really hurt. And once again, I tell her, I'm like, once again, you refuse to listen to this motherfucking wisdom. I tell you, when you fucking around doing this kind of shit, you get your goddamn money up first. That's what you do. When you entertaining, shit, you get your money up first. And don't wait till the entertainment is over, and then you done entertain the last nigga, and everybody done left the hotel. Now you sitting around looking stupid because you got lint in your pockets. You see what I'm saying? Once again, they refuse to motherfucking listen. And the thing is, they just waiting on me to goddamn pull their slack, take care of their ass. They want me to collect the money. They want me to do the bodyguard. And they want me to do everything, man. Well, I ain't had time, man, because I was off on another excursion into the fucking unknown. Well, once again, we long-winded. We're going to take a little break, man. It's the Fat Mac, baby, the almighty 3XL, saying what's up to everybody still involved in the game. We're going to see if, FreakyDeek.com, where the fuck them niggas done disappeared to. What the fuck, man? Shit, they say they're supposed to be up because today is Monday, and they said that they're going to be back online on Monday, but it's just, man, everybody I'm seeing is just dropping out of existence, man, so I don't know what the fuck that's about, man. Motherfuckers done shut their sites down. Shit, we got people got federal charges lobbed against them and shit. It's just 2008 has just been a motherfucker, man. Shit, you know, it's a survival year, put it that way. And hopefully everybody that come out of 2008 without a hitch will definitely be here a long time, i.e. me, the Fat Mac baby. So once again, take a little break, I'll be back.
Mr. West is in the building, swagger on 100,000 trillion. Ayo, I know I got it first, I'm Christopher Columbus, y'all just the pilgrims. Thanksgiving, do we even got a question? Hermes pastel, I pass the dressing. My attitude is tattooed, that mean it's permanent, so I guess we should address it, huh? My swagger is Mick Jagger, every time I breathe on the track, I asthma attack it. Why he so mad for? Why he gotta have it? Cause I slay my whole life, now I'm the master. Nah, 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 how I feel to wake up and be the shit and a urine. Nah, 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 tryna get that Kobe number, one over Jordan. Bop like this, can't wear skinny jeans cause my knots don't fit. No one in the corner got a pocket like this, so I rock jeans cause my knots so big. You can learn how to dress just by checking my fresh, checking my fresh, checking my fresh. Follow my steps, it's the road to success, where the niggas know you're better when the girls say yes. But I can't teach you my swag, you can pay for school but you can't buy class. School of hard knocks, I'm a grad, and that all blue Yankee is my graduation cap. It's over, tipping Rovers, whipping with the soda. Over, did you even have any doubt after doubt it was over?
But I'm too clean for the why. I require what I desire. I got stripes, I need guys. Mommy scream, Poppy, no mas. Run up in this shit, just me, no mas. Running this shit like I got four thighs. No one has swagger like these, oh God. And when it comes to styles, I got several. Sharper than a swagger dagger, all metal. And my jewels, blue and yellow. The type of shit that make them call you Carmelo. Rules as follows, stay true to the ghetto. Write your name on the bullet, make you feel special. Ha! What the fuck you boys talking about? I know it's us, cause we the only thing to talk about.
Wordplay, Kanye easy for diversity and me for controversy. Y'all my verse is picture perfect on this bitch, serve a purpose. You ain't living what you're kicking and you're worth. Looking from the surface, it may seem like I got reason to be nervous. surface, then observe my work and see that my adversity was worse. Versus autobiographical, absolutely classical. Last thing I'm worried about is what another rapper do. Ain't nobody hot as me, even if they rap their ass off, blast off and have outstanding quality. Sell a lot of records, I respect it and salute that. But spitting real life on hot beats, I'm the truth fan. You kick it like me, no exaggeration necessary. Living revolutionary, nothing less than legendary. Gangsta shit hereditary, got it from my dad. Blow colder than February with extraordinary swag.
Okay.
That's right.
Today, I'd also like to say, man, that today is a glorious day, and I already wrote about this shit, man. Fuck. Yeah, fuck it. I'll probably just add this file onto my other previous written audio, my other previous written blog and shit. It's all about Brianna, aka Sincere, LaDonna's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, or whatever and shit, man. So she finally got on that motherfucking bus and went back to California, and I'm just like, well, goddamn, good motherfucking riddance. Y'all niggas don't seem to understand that I'm not campaigning to get LaDonna back. That shit is dead and gone. You know, I have no desire to have her be my main woman and shit, because I'm already hitting the pussy, man. I'm already having the fun I want to have, and quiet as it's kept, due to the fact that the dyke broad is gone, it's really gonna fuck up my hustle even worse, because the dyke broad kept the kids, you know what I mean? And now that she's gone, LaDonna has no natural living babysitter, so that fucks up the hustle even more and shit. But yet, still, I am glad to see the bitch gone, because in the grand scheme of things, she was holding LaDonna back. LaDonna was just going nowhere fast. She was spinning her wheels in one goddamn place, because that bitch was just a goddamn leech, man. She was not helping LaDonna get ahead whatsoever. I wouldn't have had shit to say, and I wouldn't even have tripped if the bitch contributed something. You know what I mean? I mean, pay the water bill, pay the electric bill, pay the phone bill. I mean, do something, motherfucker. But don't expect the bitch to do all the goddamn work. A lot of y'all is probably saying, well, nigga, what the fuck do you care? You know what I'm saying? The bitch clowned you, and now all of a sudden, you know, you still got love in your heart for the bitch, and you care what happens to her. Yeah, nigga, you got that right. I still got love for the bitch. I still care what happens to her, but not on the level where I'm going to wife her up, and I'm going to take her away with, you know, to the house, White House with the white picket fence, and I got my Captain Save-A-Ho cape on, and no shit like that, man. But yet, still, when you still got love for a bitch, and it's a real love and some genuine shit, irregardless if you call her a hood rat or a hoe, whatever, fuck it, nigga, I love the bitch, and that's what it is, and I want to see her goddamn do well in life. More likely, it's not going to be with me, because I just refuse to bog myself down with a bitch that just don't know what the fuck she want. I'm not going to be running around this bitch scratching my head and pulling my hair out because a bitch don't want to listen to some goddamn wisdom, man. And that's her goddamn problem. So I told her a long time ago, you can stay with your bitch, because you're obviously not going to listen to some fucking wisdom. You're obviously not going to fall in line to the hierarchy, bitch. And that is man, woman, and child. I mean, shit, you steady goddamn trying to circumvent this wisdom and listen to some real shit that nigga trying to put in your ear. But her main thing is she want to control all her relationships. You know, the more fucked up you are mentally, the more fucked you are financially, she can control you. She feels safe that way. and damn near every nigga that came in her life where she couldn't control, where she seen a nigga had money, he had cars, houses, he had his own devices, his own means to take care of himself, that intimidated her, and she, fuck, she just gravitates to motherfuckers that ain't got shit, man. That's just the way it is with these bras in the street, man. So, just letting y'all know, that bitch, Brianna Sincere, the lesbian dyke lover that spent, yeah, I guess you could say it's a year, man. She hung it out for a year with LaDonna. She got on her bus to go to California today. And hopefully it's good riddance, and it's good riddance for the fact that LaDonna can now get on with her life and possibly become somebody and build something. It has nothing to do with me wanting to be like, okay, I'm going to get back on in there. Because actually, that's some ass backwards shit, man. Nigga, I'm already in there, nigga. I was already handling my business, getting my dick sucked, getting my fuck on, whatever the fuck I wanted, going out to kick it and eating. Now that that bitch is gone, shit, LaDonna gonna want a motherfucker to do some more baby daddy shit. Fuck that, nigga. I'm not doing it. I ain't taking kids to school, and I ain't picking kids up from school, and I'm not taking away Chuck E. Cheese, all this kind of fuck shit. Fuck you, I'm not doing it. You had your chance to make a nigga do that. You had your chance to goddamn pussy whip a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But no, it ain't going down, you know what I'm saying? I got too many bras fucking with me on this level, man, so nah. But yet and still, I do want to see her do better. I do want to see her do well. I want to see her be successful, and she couldn't have done that with that bitch on her goddamn back. That ball and chain ass, loser ass, leeching ass hoe. Jesus, she got on my motherfucking last nerve, man. I can't stand with a bitch trying to act like she a goddamn man. You know what I mean? It's bad enough she was trying to act like a man physically, but then again, showing, proving that she was far from a goddamn man mentally, because when the shit hit the fan, she could not provide food, clothing, and shelter for her woman and her kids. And all she would do was just sit around and wait on LaDonna to play the man role. You know what I mean? Fuck. I mean, it was just irritating the fuck. I'm like, bitch, you are not the man in the relationship. LaDonna's the goddamn man. She the one bringing home the money. She the one paying the bills. She the one making sure all y'all motherfuckers are safe, sound, and secure. You ain't. Damn, that shit irritated the fuck out of me, man. Another thing about this goddamn homosexual gay shit, man, has got me all fucked up. Follow this logic, y'all. And I don't mean to offend y'all if y'all homosexuals out there, if y'all gay or whatever and shit, but dig this. LaDonna got with a stud, and that means the stud is like a false representation of a man. The stud basically gets haircuts like a man and walks like a man and wears boxer shorts and all this kind of shit. Okay, here we go. Now, if you gonna be a lesbian, right, and I see lesbian bitches fucking with stud dyke bitches, why is the lesbian bitches, which you would call a feminine bitch, fuck with a stud dyke bitch? What kind of sense does that make? Because the stud dyke bitch emulates a man. So why don't you bitches quit fucking around and just get you a real goddamn man? If you stuck on this illusion of having a man, you know what I'm saying? Why not just get you a real bona fide motherfucker, a man? Why? I don't understand it. You talk about, I love women and I love pussy, but you jumping on a bitch that look like a man. You know, and that's just, you know, the same kind of bullshit that would go on with a man. If a man's supposed to be gay, right? Well, why the fuck is he running around looking for trannies and transsexuals? Okay, you're supposed to be attracted to men, but you looking at feminine men. Why don't you just get you some pussy, nigga? Just get you a real bona fide motherfucking female, mate. Shit, all this confusing ass bullshit y'all niggas is putting down is just unnerving me, man. All I'm saying is, if you gonna be gay and you gonna say that you dig the opposite sex, then stop goddamn dealing with other motherfuckers of the same sex giving you the illusion of the opposite sex. It's not making no goddamn sense to me, man. But yet again, like I said, maybe it's not meant for me to understand. Why is a man going out with a man that looks like a woman? When they can just get you a woman, cut through the bullshit. Why the fuck is a broad who's supposed to be lesbian going out with a stud dyke bitch that looks like a man? Bitch, just get you the real deal and get you some dick up in you. You feel me? Damn. Okay, shit, well, like I said, man, the broad, LaDonna's lover, she'll be in goddamn California tomorrow, whatever, and it's a long time coming. Good riddance, bitch. I'm so glad to see you gone, because you was really getting under my motherfucking skin, bitch, trying to even insinuate that you was on my goddamn level. I can't fucking believe this shit. Like, what the fuck kind of drugs is you smoking, for real? Man. And, shit, one more time, man, we're gonna take this Brisaic, and, I don't know, this might be the end of the installment. I'm trying to do some real quick shit, yo, you know what I mean? So I'll be right back.
Chrome head on the track, on the track, on the track, on the track, on the track.
Wow, 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 wow. Now walk it out, 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 now walk it out. Wow, 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 wow. Now walk it out, walk it out, now 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 walk it out.
I do it, I do it, I do it, I do it, I do it. Why you bitches talking?
Why you bitches talking?
I be hater walking.
I be hater walking.
Now walk it out. I do it, 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 I do it. Why you bitches talking?
Why you bitches talking?
I be hater walking.
I be hater walking.
What do your hater? Why you bitches did it talking? I be walking on you hoes. Got you mad, got you hang, cause I'm the baddest in the club. Yeah, you whisper to your friend saying that she go again. Got you niggas hating too, cause my walk is clean as you. Thug, Mrs. Gangsters, bitch, I'm hater walking on you hoe. And I love when y'all be talking when I be walking in the club. Bitch, you mad, why you hating? Cause I got my money up. Twist my ass on you bitches, pop my pussy when I walk.
I do it, 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 I do it. Why you bitches talking?
Now why you bitches talking?
I be hater walking.
With my nigga on my arm, cause I'm clean as a whistle. Bitch, I'm shining on you hoes. Butt naked, shake my dread, screaming, fuck them mother hoes. Broke bitches need to tighten up, get your money up. Lame niggas need to hustle harder, get your weight up. Old snitching ass, broke ass, lame ass thug. Don't trust these niggas, don't trust these hoes. Got my middle finger up, so you bitches know what's up. I be shitting on you hoes, and I got you niggas stuck. Bitch, you mad cause you hating, you don't like it when I stunt. Got my haters blockers on, watch my fucking hater walk. So hate on niggas, so hate on hoes. Why you bitches steady hating? I be shining on you hoes. Queen of the South, yeah, you heard it out my fucking mouth. What you talking about? Why you talking? I be walking out.
I do it, 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 I do it. Why you bitches talking?
Now why you bitches talking? Your money up, lame niggas need to hustle harder, get your weight.
these hoes. Got my middle finger up, so you bitches know what's up. I be shitting on you hoes, and I got you niggas stuck. Bitch, you mad cause you hate and you don't like it when I stunt. Got my haters block the zone, watch my fucking hater walk. So hate on niggas, so hate on hoes. Why you bitches steady hating? I be shining on you hoes. Queen of the South, yeah, you heard it out my fucking mouth. What you talking about? Why you talking? I'll be walking out. I do it, 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 I do it. Why you bitches talking? Now why you bitches talking? I be hater walking. I be hater walking. I do it, 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 I do it. Why you bitches talking? Now why you bitches talking? I be hater walking.
I be hater walking.
What do your hater walking?
What do your hater walking?
Y'all, I've been waiting for. Let me see, can a nigga get a drum roll on this shit, man? Brrr, whatever the fuck. Yeah, the moment y'all been waiting for. Who is the recipient of the tattoo? Man, this is like some old Who Shot JR shit, homeboy. Yeah, who got the tattoo? Can y'all guess who got the Big Mike tattoo? Man, fuck it. I'm not even gonna goddamn, I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna keep you on suspense no more and shit. Oh, y'all motherfuckers, y'all like, damn, nigga, spit it out. shit. Let me see here. All I can say is, I ain't gonna say the name right now. I'm gonna just keep fucking with y'all niggas, man. Of course, a lot of y'all niggas who think y'all so slick, I already think y'all know the name of the female that got the tattoo, but maybe you don't. Maybe you're totally wrong in this aspect. I don't know. All I can say is LaDonna is extremely fucking pissed off. And I'm going to say the members of the pissed off crew or the hater crew that found out was very upset with me. Kayla was very upset. LaDonna was very upset. Jessica Rabbit was upset. And of course Tanisha was very upset to find out that this individual had my name emblazoned upon her personage. Well, let me see. Jessica Rabbit, she found out about the tattoo by going to a MySpace page. And of course, once we got the tattoo made, I went to MySpace and put the shit up on there. And she has access to my MySpace page because she knows where the page is at. So she seen that and she was like, oh my god, I don't believe this. What the fuck? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, shut up, bitch. I want to hear it. You got about two or three names tattooed on you. What the fuck are you tripping on? Plus, we ain't supposed to be boyfriend and girlfriend anyway. At least, not that I know of. I said, maybe we need to have a fucking press conference so I can figure out what in the fuck you want from me. Or just what in the hell you expect out of me. Because I still don't know what the hell that is. I mean, we still traipsing around this motherfucker doing business. Having fun on occasion, you know what I'm saying? And, it's, damn, she just acting like she owns a motherfucker, man. She keep telling me how she get jealous about this and jealous about that. And I'm like, well, bottom line is, bitch, you don't deserve to be jealous because, like I said, you got two or three niggas' names emblazoned upon your body part. Now you see a broad that got my name and now you tripping. Like I said, it ain't like I got anybody's name on me. So you can eat a dick for real. I don't have time for your shit. And Tanisha was very pissed off about that because she hates this individual. So that might be a tip for y'all about just who the broad is that has the tattoos. Tanisha hates the broad that has the tats and Tanisha said she was all set and ready to go to get a tattoo of my name on her titty the day that it happened. Why? I know why. I'm not going to really divulge, I mean, the rationale behind it. Maybe a lot of y'all motherfuckers know it. Maybe y'all have been doing y'all Mac lessons work. You know what I mean? And you pretty much understand the dynamic behind it. Why one broad will go ahead and just do something that she normally wouldn't do once she found out another bitch did it when it's pertaining to a man. Maybe you know why. Maybe you know the answer. Shit. Fuck. Feel free to write about it, nigga. Damn it. Yeah, crazy bitch Kayla didn't like it either because, of course, she hates this individual, this particular individual with a passion also. So the fact that she actually has my name on her was a very big slap in Kayla Anisha's face. Basically, it's all about a pecking order, fellas. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like these bitches really love me, man. That's one thing you gotta do in this Mac game, nigga. You gotta see shit for what it is. And you can't believe the motherfucking hype. You know, no matter how much it may hurt. I mean, yeah, I can sit around here and say, yeah, these hoes love me, yeah, they love, but it really ain't about that, man. It's all about prestige, man. It's all about a pecking order and shit. And once one bitch feels that another female has trumped her, as far as the pecking order, as far as the bitch that's supposed to be special, who's the most special bitch, you know, they take that shit real serious, man. So they gotta do whatever the fuck they gotta do to even out the odds, man. If this bitch right here bring me two new fresh pussies and shit to fuck with on the cyber pimping, then goddamn it, there's another broad watching that shit and says, ooh, I gotta bring Big Mike two more fresh faces also so that he gonna see me in the same level as that other bitch. You know what I mean? And also about this little situation when this one female went ahead and got the tattoo. Bitches is looking at that shit like, oh shit, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? What do I have to do to be seen on the same level, on equal par with the bitch that made the big commitment to get the tattoo of Big Mike on her? You know what I mean? They're already thinking, well, I guess I gotta get a tattoo just to be seen as equals in the eyes of this bitch. Man, nigga, that's all it is, you know. And like I said, since I'm a Mac in this motherfucker, I don't delude myself and I don't be like, oh, they love me so much that they're willing to put my name on that. Nigga, no, that's not what's going on here. All it is, like I said, it's a pecking order, man. It's order of importance. And that's what they're thinking about, man. And it just so happens that this one individual who got the tattoo is smart enough to understand that and know that. And it worked because it sent all them other bitches into a fucking frenzy, man. These hoes went fucking off about the whole situation and shit. So, do y'all know who it is? Do y'all know who the female is that went ahead and took that big step to immortalize my name on her personage? Do you? Should I give you more suspense? Well, fuck it, nigga. I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna just spare you the goddamn agony, man. Let me think. Who was it? Damn, I seem to forgot. I know y'all niggas is like, man, I hate your fat ass nigga. Say who the fuck the bitch is. Okay, it was Sweets. Yay! Okay, yeah, maybe y'all expected that. Maybe you didn't. Maybe it threw you for a loop. I don't know. But yeah, it was my baby Sweets that got the tattoo, man. Shit. And she already coming, talking about coming back down getting some more tattoos and shit. I'm like, damn, baby, calm down. Shit. She already want more tattoos of a nigga, man. So right there in a nutshell, that's what y'all got. You know, y'all got y'all's information on there about the whole tattoo situation, about who got the tattoo and who's pissed off. And yeah, LaDonna was the queen of being pissed off. I heard that she picked up the phone and she cried to Kayla about it. And then Kayla told Tanisha and shit, and all them hoes doubling up, triple teeping. triple teaming up on a cat about this bullshit, man. I'm like, damn. I was like, well, first of all, Adonna, I didn't really think you gave a fuck because you got that dyke's name tattooed on your motherfucking back. It ain't like I got anybody's name tattooed on me. Shit, so what the fuck is the deal? You know? That's fucked up. You just trying to get back at me and shit. What made you do that? I mean, what made me do what? Ain't nothing made me do shit, my motherfucking shit. That's just how it rolls. She wanted to get my name on her, nigga. Fuck. She was steady blaming me for this shit. Like, I know you did something. I know you manipulated her. And I know you, because I know you. I'm like, motherfucker, you don't know me. Whatever, nigga. Shit. Fuck. Well, there y'all have it, man. It was Sweet Sagasta Tattoo, man. And, of course, it was Kayla, Tanisha, and LaDonna on the hate motherfucking, damn. And also Jessica on the hate rampage and shit. And you get to see a little bit more. I'm going to show some videos and shit later on about how the tattoo transpired and shit. And I think y'all find it pretty interesting, man. But once again, that's the Fat Mac, baby. You know, Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct, man. Saying what's up to all the partners in crime. There don't seem too many of y'all left out here nowadays, man. Shit. But I'm gonna give props anyway, man. Say what's up to my nigga Dope Man. Shit, say what's up to my nigga Trash Man. Good luck on your thing, Trash. You know what I mean? Shit, burn a candle for you every other night, homie. Shit, so that you can get out this shit correct. You know, what's up with my nigga Taylor May? Fuck, what's up with that pretty ass bitch? Conceited 808. You know what I mean? Say what's up to that nigga Mr. Regular. Fuck, who else am I missing? Okay, and then them niggas from Freaky Dick, where the fuck y'all at? I see y'all niggas, y'all site been down for like a week, and I'm trying to figure out, like, what the fuck going on, nigga? Come on, nigga, come on. Don't y'all motherfuckers fall out and just disappear into oblivion either and shit. And then what was that other site that just blinked out of existence, man? What was it Ghetto Attic, that's what it is. Man, are y'all niggas on spring break or summer break? Or, I mean, where the fuck are y'all at? You know, ghettoattic.com right about now. I don't see them. I don't know if they motherfuckers just dropped off the map because it's just time to retire. Or maybe they got some new high power shit coming where they're going to recycle some things and shit, man. But bottom line, what I'm telling y'all, man, is there's a lot of businesses blinking out of existence on the web. So if you one of them cats and you still here and you still making a motherfucking profit and you just don't see any slowdown in your hustle and in your progress, man, well, that's a beautiful thing, man. You stay on your hustle, you stay on your grind, and you do what you gotta do, because evidently, I don't know, there's a lot of niggas hitting a lot of snags out here, man, in Wonderland and shit. So well, that's it. I'm done patting myself out on the back shit. And once again, the recipient of the tattoo will be my baby Sweets, and I'll be showing y'all a video of that real soon, man. So this is what we gonna do. Shit, the Fat Mac, baby, we gonna take a break. Not just a break, but you know, this is the end of the show right here. So hey y'all, check it out. I'm taking it easy. What the fuck was I about to say, man? This is the Fat Mac, and I'm out. Okay, that's a little better. Okay, yeah, I'm out, y'all. I'll check y'all later. Peace. Get it hot and gushing. Miss Pretty Pussy. She can get it hot and gushing. Miss Pretty Pussy. I like the way you twerk it for me. Miss Pretty Pussy. She can get it hot and gushing. I like the way you twerk it for me. Oh, you got the.
prettiest set of pussy lips I've never seen. If I wanted to eat you, I could eat you, cause your pussy clean. I thought it was all how that pussy sat up in them jeans. But now I got you naked, I can see how that pussy hang. I better snap out this shit, or I'ma do the wrong thing. I wanna fuck you raw, that pussy like it's everything. Now all I wanna know, that pussy get real wet. You got a soaker, I got to run my tongue across your chest. Or I can rub on your clit and just play with your neck. And let me slide my fingers in that pussy just to check. Ain't about who's spending the most money, it's about who fuck the best. I'm a habitual freak, baby, when it come to sex.
Pretty pussy, she can get it hot in good shape. This pretty pussy, I like the way you twerk it for me.
Nice pink pussy, same color as cotton candy. And pussy smell like water, ain't no smell in it. A clean motherfucker, she run to the shower when we finish. Lil' mama got a snapper, pussy be fighting while I'm in. A tight pussy, seem like she ain't been fucked in a minute. I like to look at it while we fucking, I can see them lips gripping. Seem like that pussy get wetter when I'm told to the ceiling. And while she steady moaning, shit, I'm steady digging. Can fuck however long as I can see that pussy from that position. And pussy so good, wish I was able to take this pussy with me. Just let me lay my head on this pussy for a minute. You got the prettiest and the best pussy I done got, period.
Pretty pussy, she can get it hot in good shape. This pretty pussy, I like the way you twerk it for me.
Carl, you ever had a bitch dog when she take that shit off dog and get naked, Carl? Pussy just flawless dog. Told my pussy just sit up like a mango dog. Pussy get super wet dog. Pretty lips on the pussy nigga than ever seen, Carl. I'm fucked up, homie. I seen this here, Carl. This over here fucks me up, dog. For real, dog. I had to write this one, man. Miss Pretty Pussy, I fucks with you, dog.